I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rich, what were you thinking with the bullpen having, you know, covered 12 innings the past 2 days, I'm guessing, give the team some length, and just how's it feel to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, if the ball came out great. Hedgie did an unbelievable job, back there today, just following his lead. And, with our in-depth report prior to, obviously, the game starting, we really covered the game plan and all. I know I don't mention that a lot, and it's really about how the ball is coming out, and that is true, but, you know, the way Austin, just went about, having that plan and really following that plan was huge. So, a lot of credit to Hedgie and how the day kind of, came through the way it did. We played great defense, and offensively, we did a great job putting together really good at-bats. And, I can't say enough about Moretta and Bednar, the work that they did, the last couple of days, and David coming in and three saves in a row is first time he's done that in his career, and that's huge stepping up like that.
Short changing, isn't it four?
Is it four?
Yeah.
Is it four?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Well, that's my short term memory again. So that's.
Rich, what allowed you to work through traffic so well today?
I think again it's the feeling of how the ball's coming out of my hand and executing pitches, and I think that. A couple of those innings where you get the leadoff guy on, and I can feel where I'm just missing those curveballs and kind of leaking a little bit on them, and then making that adjustment for the next batter. Would I like it to happen? Obviously, in a couple pitches before, absolutely. But I think that was the case, and then being able to execute those pitches to be able to put us in a good position, to get outs in the innings when we would have traffic on the bases.
Rich, how much do you guys feel like you needed a series like this, after May, just to come back and do this to a team that's usually near the top of this division?
Yeah, I think they have a very good team. Let's face it. I mean, that's a good lineup, and they've been perennially very, very good, and I think that's something to obviously, take stock of, and anytime you're going out there, I mean, you're facing great players night in and night out, and we know we have a very good team. We've had meetings in here, and we talk about it and reinforce it and just continue to go out there and give that effort every single night and understand that, we continue to put in the work, and it's starting to show every night on the field.
Rich, you've been around a long time. You've seen some good closers. How comforting it is when Bednar goes out for the ninth inning like that?
Yeah, he's, in my opinion, he's one of the best. I put him up there with any of the guys that I've played with who, arguably could be and probably will be Hall of Famers. So I think that is something where you see that mix of pitches that he is able to use and execute is special. And, I know it's, early for David and his career, but you can see that conviction and that confidence, and that's something that, you want in your closer, and that's something that we're fortunate to have.
Who are the Hall of Fame closers you've played?
Kenley Jansen. Papelbon could be arguably in there with, the postseason work that he's done. Let's see, who else? Give me a second here.
Certainly 19 years.
Yeah, 12, 13 different teams. So we can talk about that tomorrow. But
bring his name back.
Yeah. I mean, there's some other guys in there I know that I've shortchanged. But in all honesty, David's, with the fastball that he has and the ability to command that breaking ball and command that split finger that, falls off the table, it's and the cutter that he throws, cutter slider, that, to me it's four extremely impressive pitches that, most times you might see closers have two. So now trying to cover four is a tall task, to ask of hitters in that ninth inning.
Speaking of tall tasks, Rich, 11:35 a.m. start, that would have been, a lot to ask for a lot of starting pitchers. You know, Shelton said you were the perfect guy to handle that role.
I'm going to stay away from, maybe a cliche answer. But I think, I always look at it as whatever the conditions are, whatever the time is, whatever the moment is, it's the perfect conditions to go out there and pitch. So, again, whether it's, snowing, raining, hot and humid, whatever it might be, early, late, spring training, backfield games, you go out there with the same attitude, no matter what the situation is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.